Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. And this is going to actually be one of, I'm going to tell you right now, everyone, this is going to be one of my very favorite shows that I've done. And I do want to say also right up front that this show, for the first time, I'm rating my show R for language, but not for content. For language only. So we just want to say that up front. So my guest today is a gentleman by the name of Ricardo Zulueta. And I've known Ricardo for a couple of years. And remember that I'm doing a series on entrepreneurs that I met on at the Exotica Expo. And Ricardo is the last in the series of three. Now, he's the founder and CEO of a company that is called Fukit. F-U-K-I-T-T, and they have a very edgy brand, obviously, and if we don't pronounce it correctly, well, shame on me, but I'm sure that is going to be happening. So for a lot of people out there listening, you might have heard of the actor studio with James Lipton, and James Lipton also always asks his guests, what is their favorite curse word? And I guess if I'm going to say, if he were to ask me that today, I would have to tell him that my favorite curse word is fuck. So here it goes. For the first time on my radio show, I said the F word, and I'm sure there'll be more of it. So anyway, without further ado, we have a lot to talk about because we're going to be getting the backstory on this pretty amazing company called Fukit Clothing. So Ricardo, welcome to my show.
Hi, thank you for having me, Andrea.
Oh, Ricardo, you know that we've been trying to do this for a while.
Yeah. So, it was a nice game.
Yeah. Now, I was trying to actually remember if I think I actually first met you. Of course, I met you at Exotica. But prior to that, my first exposure to seeing your brand was at Inked Out New Jersey in Secaucus.
Oh, the tattoo convention.
Yes, the tattoo convention. Yeah. That was the first time that I saw it. And then, of course, you know, I see it in other places. And, of course, you're at Exotica. So, you know, you're just like part of the fabric of all of that stuff, which is, you know, to me, very, very cool. So I think right off the bat, we have to explain to people about the name of this company. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You're on.
So basically, when I have people come up to me at the booth, so I have my best description would be to say to them that, you know, we're here to inspire and motivate people to live life more. Because even though everyone knows to live life to the fullest, it's impossible. Because that's what kind of ends, you know, makes you complain on Mondays, traffic, weather. You know, nobody's immune to that. So to me, what you really need is a reminder, kind of like when someone passes away. No one tells you to live better. It's just that you're reminded to. So you do, you know, but it's going to fade no matter what you do until that next reminder. So basically my brand is meant to act as a reminder. And even though it's pronounced Fukit, it obviously reminds you to say fuck it more. But we didn't want to be offensive about it. And we tell people all the time that mispronounce it. I tell them, like, hey, you sound stupid, not stupid. It's Superman, not Superman. Like, the two consonants in the middle, then that's what would make it fuck it. If I had two Ks, then we'd have an issue. So I kind of just schooled them on phonetics, you know. But the reason we were so adamant about associating with the phrase fuck it is because it's kind of like what separates, like, you know all these motivational quotes that you see out there?
Yeah.
Every time
like
I see
Nike
it,
has, just do it, yeah.
Just do it, yeah, or any positive quote that you see on Facebook. Next time you read it, you're going to realize that they're actually meaningless unless you make a decision about something in your life. Did you know that the only time you say the phrase fuck it is only until after you've made a decision? And that's a big, big difference. So when you read all these quotes, whoop-de-doo, hey, don't take the small, you know, take things for granted, maybe. But when you say fuck it, that's actually because it's entailed with a decision. So when you see my brand, it actually reminds you of the phrase, which makes you want to say it. But to say it requires a decision entailed to it. And that's what pushes you to kind of make more decisions.
So when we look at Nike's Just Do It, we haven't really come to a decision yet. We haven't made a commitment.
In fact, to me, I think that's actually even more dangerous. Just do it. I don't know. When you say fuck it, you actually evaluate the consequences before you do it. That's more effective. You don't just do it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah.
You don't just do it. And that's what gets people in trouble. And they believe just because of the word fuck in it. But if you really analyze when you say it, it's not a more aggressive decision. As an example that I use is when I say, like, hey, Andrea, you want to get a shot? You're either going to tell me, like, you know what, fuck it, give me two. Or you're going to say, nah, fuck it, I got to work tomorrow. It's not the more aggressive decision. It's just a decision.
Well, I like that you said that after you say fuck it, you have the idea that you've evaluated some consequences.
Oh, definitely. You never say it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
the other phrase beyond that, when you don't, you say fuck that.
Yeah. Now, anyone who comes to my house knows there's two things that I have that, you inspired me. On my refrigerator, I have, with all my magnets and all my junk, I have one of your business cards, and I have one actually on my night table. But the reason I have it, that's a strange thing, right? You probably don't hear that a lot. But let me tell you why I have it, because on your card it says, inspiring and motivating people to live life without regret and accept challenges worth the risk. And I just find that extremely inspirational, not just to go crazy and do whatever you want, but to actually, put some evaluation into that. So that's kind of backing up what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
I like
you know, it's funny. The way that I just explained to you just now, that's something I just learned throughout all these years, probably the past year or two. The reason live life to the fullest, live life without regret, except challenges worth the risk came about. I was actually sitting with my friend, and I was like, I'm not a skateboard company. I am not a surf company, but that's what I was into at the time. You know, that was what's popular in my group or whatever. But that's not me. And I'm like, it's a mentality, because people in the corporate world that say, fuck it, that, you know, I'm going to quit my job and be happier. You know what I mean? So I couldn't relate to just one thing. So I go, what is it? What is my brand then? And that's when I came up with my friend. You know, I knew it was something about regret, because we say fuck it to kind of let go. And then all of a sudden you decided, boom, you know what? Fuck it. You're right. I should go, or whatever the decision is. And at the same time, there's that extreme sports mentality. Both of them is the progression of moving forward, but this is more like that risk, you know? And I always knew it was taking risks, but it had to be worth it. I didn't want someone saying, fuck it, rob the bank. Fuck it, I'm going to go jump in front of the train. Like,
right.
No, that's not worth it at all, you know?
Yeah.
So
I needed
to add worth it. And then my friend, Roger Mazzella, he's actually the person that told me, like, challenge is worth it's worth the risk. I go, what? Accept. He goes, the challenges are set in front of you, but it's up to you to accept it or not. And when you say fuck it is when you do it.
Okay. I like your explanation.
Those are the two, at least those are the reasons we want you to say it, to live life without regret. Because when you make that decision, the reason we say it, and you're supposed to stick to it, is when you say fuck it, that means you have committed to the decision. Kind of like being in a poker table. What do they say? Fuck it, I'm all in. They're not going to cry when they lose. You know what I mean? They know exactly what the consequences were and what the rewards could be. But you have to accept the challenge. If not, don't do it. You know?
Don't accept it. Yeah.
Well,
you're gonna
cry. You know?
Okay, yeah, because very often challenges, we're all faced with challenges, but it is our free will to accept them or not accept them. So, yes, okay. And, all right, so it's about evaluating consequences before you accept it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, everyone, so that's the origin, or let's say that's where that's the meaning behind the name. So it's not a gratuitous thing at all. I think it has a very deep meaning, actually. But, Ricardo, what was the inspiration? You know, you were in corporate America, and where did this come from to start Phuket?
It was a plan to create something a little more techy stuff, more like a campus. It used to be called something else, a campus something.com or globalcampus.com. That's what it was. And it was something else previous to that, because that was the internet age, like 1999. That's when everything was trying to get websites and all that stuff. And I'm like, wow, there's nothing for colleges. I actually almost invented Facebook. I remember later on people were saying, like, social network. I go, social network, that's just a dating site, but you don't call it a dating site. That's all it is, you know? So I'm like, so I was doing all that, but I didn't have the technical know-how. So what I started doing was I was kind of like, I could write and, you know, take pictures. So at the time, I wanted to change the name because there were so many campusthis.com and somethingcampus.com. I'm like, how are they going to remember mine? And that's actually one of those right before I fell asleep. And I just saw people kind of wearing hats and stuff like that. But I saw it more like, whoa, that's awesome, you know. And then it kind of evolved to becoming more because I was into action sports and stuff. It actually was supposed to be a website just like for people to, a reminder to live life more. You know, all the fun stuff. I was younger then. So that all I knew was that accept challenges worth the risk. The live life without regret, you know, there's no career change yet. You know, there's no breakup that's hard. You know what I mean? So still learning and gaining more wisdom. And then later on, I realized like the clothing would actually represent it more because when I say it's a clothing line and what it's about, to live life without regret, except challenges with the risk, they kind of understood it more. And as time went, I actually saw how much more effective it was. An example is like, you know, when people get tattoos as a reminder, a remembrance of something. You
yes,
know?
Absolutely.
But
yes.
The problem with that is because of anything constant, we do a lot of things that are based on supply and demand. When something's too much supply, the demand for it goes down. So when you see something on your arm all the time, it begins to disappear. For example, I could maybe bring out a song and you're going to go,
right,
oh my
that.
God, I remember that. Freaking the beach, 1999, you know? But if I play that to you over and over and over and over and over every single day, it no longer becomes that memory. You know what I mean? Because it's too constant. So when you have clothes, it's not something you wear all every day, but you all of a sudden open up your dresser and you go, oh, I was just complaining today, you know? And it actually works. People have written me, and they're like, yeah, this is great. I mean, everyone just needs a reminder. Who doesn't know to live life to the fullest? Life is short.
Who doesn't,
you know?
We all need a reminder now and then. We absolutely
do. That's why when you see Forrest Gump or you see someone in a wheelchair, you see someone get cancer, all of a sudden, whoa, what am I complaining about? And then it's human nature.
So this is a clothing line, and just let people know. So what articles of clothing are you offering?
Currently, we have like, you know, just t-shirts, hoodies, beanies, hats. Pretty much mostly upper body. There's some, you know, sometimes we have like the sweatpants or yoga pants, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no shoes or anything like that.
So what was the reaction from people once you started this with the name Fuck It? And, of course, people are looking at it like, fuck it. What kind of reaction did you get to sell this stuff?
You know what? Since the very, 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 very beginning, my own friends told me not to do it. So I guess since the beginning, it wasn't new and like, oh, my God, what were you thinking? But I knew, but you know what? I couldn't stop myself. I looked at it and go, I don't get it, but it's not spelled like that. And I think it's great to remind, you know, say fuck it a little more. But I didn't know how to explain it back then. It was more like, yo, fuck it, do this. But I never analyzed it the way I have now because I've talked to so many people. So I kind of learned along the way, like every time. That's why when I mentioned earlier, I just started saying that, you know, explaining it that way to people the past year or two because I always learn, you know.
When you were as a vendor, you know, going to Inked Out New Jersey or going to Exotica, and I, of course, you do other events, but did you ever get any pushback on the name from those people?
Well, you know, you're always going to get Think All Sell, right? When you look at it, if you have never heard of it, they'll look at it and go like, oh, that must be, you know, something else. It's so edgy or whatever. And they assume probably that the younger generation probably buys it more than the average, you know? But in fact, it's actually more like 25, 30 up. And people, you'll be surprised. I mean, the the owner of GoDaddy.com bought one. I've had people that's in Wall Street, like in the bond market. He's like some millionaire guy. He loved the brand. And I have seen that, like, you know what? And that was actually the advantage with the tattoo industry, because I didn't know where I can go where it's edgy enough, but it's not a bad thing. The mainstream brands that you actually, that kids actually wear today are so much worse than me. They tell you to freaking party, get, you know what I mean, rock out, that whole adrenaline thing, because they're not edgy enough. They have to get edgy. I can talk about living life to the fullest and chilling in a hammock because I don't have to. I can. You know what I mean? It's edgy already.
So they're not even really competition for you, those kinds of brands.
You know,
they have a different take on it.
Well, one of the best ways to fail is just try and please everyone. And, I mean, I'm only growing. So every time, you know, I have repeat customers. I have people that are like, oh, someone is going through something right now. I'd like to get them something for them or whatever else. You know, at the same time, just the edginess alone, I don't really have to kind of explain, because it's a name and a logo, what do you call it? Like a motto in one, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, what's been your biggest challenge in putting all of this together, you know, making this a reality and making this something successful?
It was a good time, actually. Well, basically, you know what? The way I saw it, I just kind of kept going, and not because I was crazy. I actually said that on Thanksgiving before I wrote a blog on it. And I kind of mentioned on there that my customers and my audience, my fans, supporters, they're actually who kept the brand going. There were so many times I was supposed to quit. You know, I should have quit. But who am I to say that, to quit, if I've been telling people not to? So I kind of
That's
felt
right.
like a hypocrite. And it kept me
That's
going.
Right.
And at the same time, I knew it was kind of working. Like when I was surfing one time and I had my sticker on my board, so it's in front of my face the whole time. And as I'm, like, paddling out or whatever, you know, the wave's about to crash in on me, but I'm tired. You have to, like, pop to get under this wave, and if you don't make it, you're going to start over. So, and I looked at the sticker, and actually reminded me, like, yo, fucking good, just all out, man, you know? So I kind of went for it, and it worked, you know? And then throughout the years, and then something else I learned from it was, you know, time I felt like a hypocrite because I was at home complaining about, I don't know, everything probably. And then I stopped. And then I stopped myself and I go, whoa, how I'm complaining. Who am I to say that who am I to say for you not to complain if I'm doing it? But then I thought to myself and I go, wait a minute. I'm complaining. I do this for a living, you know? How is the average going to do it? You know, so I'm just like, no, it's human nature. And that's when I figured it out. I'm like, it's just basically supply and demand. Like, it's when you have too much of anything, you just kind of take it for granted. When there's a drought, all of a sudden, water is precious. Those showers are going to go short up. You know, same thing with relationships. When you get so much, you all of a sudden take it for granted all these years. You don't realize it because you got so much supply of it that you were taking care of, and this, all of a sudden it's gone. That's why you always hear, oh, you don't know what you've got until it's lost. Well, that's why.
and that is very, very true, of course. And on your card, as well as on your website, your organization, and of course you personally, are very supportive of suicide prevention awareness.
Yes.
And you want to just talk a little bit about that? Because that's a whole big part of your inspiration here.
Yeah,
see, there's a very serious side to the message.
Yeah, you know, obviously the brand was already around or whatever. And, I'm always analyzing what it's about. But at the same time, it helped because of my personal experience. And the reason I'm so adamant with, you know, the whole suicide prevention awareness, because I lost my eldest brother from it. So my oldest brother passed away, you know, when I was like 21 or whatever. So, you know, knowing that, I realized when I'm at events and stuff, I'm like, you know, no one, even not at events, like later on, you know, no one really talks about suicide. No one. Incidents have happened, then the week after, no one talks about it. As if it never happened. And that's why it's forgotten. Because, though, it's, I don't know, it's, no one wants to talk about it. So, and I realized, like, you know what? I didn't either. You know? It's just that it's been so long, I can actually talk about it. But you know what? It's actually, people don't understand, it's better to talk about it. When I tell people that it's human nature, right? An example I've used before is telling people, you know, the military, the suicide rate is really high.
Very high in the military,
and
yes.
Because to me, my theory at least, is that as a society, we've been accustomed to telling everyone to live life to the fullest every day. That when you're not, it's almost become now abnormal to be sad or depressed. But the problem with that is your body is so efficient, you need to feel that for you to kind of proceed, you know? So, for example, with the military, instead of saying, stay strong, you know, you can do this, smile every day, there's so much to look forward to. Well, you know what? Why don't we just tell them, hey, why don't you go cry for a minute? I won't tell anyone. You know, what's wrong, dude? Tell me everything. What's going on? What's up? And that's what you have to do, because they have to cry. Because when's the last time you did anything crazy after crying? It's a release. And then you'll refocus afterwards.
Well, this makes me think of, we talked about this earlier, you have a video on YouTube, and I put a link to it on the promo, but I'll put a link to it on my blog again. And the video was about turning your pain into greatness. Kind of reminds me of what you're thinking about now. You know, sometimes you're just at the lowest point in your life, and you have a choice to make. You know, are you going to blame other people, or are you going to say, I'm going to take control and I'm going to push through the pain? And I thought it was a very emotional video. Kind of makes me, think about what you're talking about right now. We all get down. We all get depressed. But it's how you manage it, how you handle all of that. And you talk also about, on your website, about giving the gift of inspiration to people. And I thought that was kind of cool, because so your idea of a gift of inspiration, maybe that's one of your T-shirts or a hat that reminds people about, well, fuck it. Just say fuck it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, because, you know why I started saying that? Because, you know, people will come to my booth and I'll tell them what it's about. And people will challenge me, obviously. They're like, oh, I don't need a reminder. I live to the fullest every day. And I'm like, impossible. Nope, I do. I'm like, you're like the rain when you need to go to the beach. No way, really. So no one's ever going to pass away on you? You know, so it's like you're going to need motivation at some point in your life, or else you're not living. There's no way. And, you know, one thing that I've actually talked to kids about, to relate with them, is related with a video game. Video games that are easy, or even any sports that you watch, when it's, you know who's going to win, or if it's too easy, you're not really, intrigued. You're not really interested. But
that's
the game,
too easy. Yes.
Yeah. And if you look at all these games, or any games, the level of difficulty increases as you go forward all the time. So I tell kids that it only makes the game more interesting. Life is just a game. So whenever you go through some kind of obstacle, doesn't mean like, oh my God, it's just another challenge. That, you know what I mean? You just got to figure out where to go. You know, so that's kind of like how I relate to them. So they know, like, hey, just because you're going through something bad, like, just when you accomplish something, that's when you actually, you just kind of, I don't know, celebrate it more, you know?
Well, it also, in the video, it also talks about you really can't appreciate all the greatness and the glory unless you've experienced some of the pain and the bad stuff in life. You need some of the bitterness to appreciate the sweet. That's it in a nutshell. And
exactly.
I have to agree with you. You know, when people say I live life to the fullest, well, on a daily basis, I think you would be exhausted.
It's impossible.
Absolutely exhausted. Yeah. Well, we say that, though, and, you know, I guess that means different things to different people. I like to live life to the fullest. Well, at some point you're going to slow down, and at some point, yes, every single person in their life in any any of us needs some kind of motivation to move forward. Yeah.
Right, and that's why we have Robin Williams on the thing right now, on the banner, because it's not about money, guys. Success and, you know, what you
that's
think
right.
of success. It's
that's
always
right.
going to be the main goal. I tell everyone there's no other goal than happy. But you need to make the decision to accomplish that goal. When you know what I mean? So that's like the only thing you can do is what is happy, not what they want and this and that. What makes you happy? And then you're going to do the things. And I'm not saying when people are working the job, I hate this job, I have to quit. Like, no. What I'm saying is, like, hey, at least you have a job. Use that to accomplish happy, man. You know, unless you're a millionaire, you're not going to sit back, right? So what are you going to do to be happy then? All right, well, then you got to do this. You got to do that. But you just use it as an investor. You know, your job is an investor for your happiness, you know, so you can go on vacations. Would you rather be homeless and have all the time you got? I mean, that's your option. You could have all the time, but now what are you going to do? So when you're
One of the things in the video, one of the things that was said was don't blame your plight on other people or, you know, everything no external force is going to do it for you. It all has to come from within. It's got to be all about you. So I definitely like that message.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question. So when are we going to be able to buy your products at a place like Macy's? What's on tap with that?
Well, that would probably take a little bit of
time. I have never been out and about other than a tattoo show or Exotica where I saw someone wearing your product. So how is that going to change?
Well, if you've noticed, all the biggest and best brands, what I'm kind of trying to do is, you know, trying to keep that edge because, they're not young anymore. They're not skateboarding and snowboarding and this, but they still have that edge to say, like, you know what, I think I'm going to, you know, start my own business or whatever. They still have that fuck it mentality, right? But there's nothing that represents that as an adult. So my idea is you keep the edginess because if you've seen all the most popular brands, at least the high-end ones and the classy ones, because I want to maintain that class. I just want to, it's real, because it's not how people feel about my brand, it's how I make the people feel about themselves because of my brand.
Yes, so there you go,
when you walk around, I mean, do you see Nike on everything, or do you just see the swoosh? Do you see Under Armour on everything, or do you just see the logo?
You're
All
right
about
that.
All I have
to
do is put the logo, and that makes it mainstream.
Got it. Yeah.
And that's actually, to me, the logo is, that's why they do it. It's more powerful. That's why Nike just puts the swoosh. It's more powerful than the,
Your logo is the asterisk, I can't even say it. And it's got risk. It's about risk. So there is something very cool about that. Very subtle.
Yeah. You know how that came about?
Let me just tell you, Ricardo, interrupt you and tell you that we have about a minute and a half. And let me tell our listeners, as soon as I'm done, I'll put up my blog and there'll be links to Ricardo's website and Facebook so you can certainly keep track of him. Okay, go ahead.
Ah, cool. I forgot what was I talking about.
how your asterisk came about.
Oh, okay.
Very,
so
very quickly.
You know, yeah, so my dad was telling me, like, hey, maybe you should get rid of one of the letters. And, you know, when you try to hide something, like email or whatever, we put F*CK or SH*T. So you kind of hide it. So I was going to hide one of the letters. And my sister pointed out to me, they're like, hey, look, there's a K inside that asterisk. So why don't you
don't hide
it. *ITT? But then I said, yeah, but I'm going to make everything like that. And me taking it out symbolizes the, you know what? Go for it. Take that risk. So I showed it. Like, I understand it's going to be potentially expensive, but it works.
It
so
does. All right.
Kind of
you know what, Ricardo? I got to interrupt you because we have just a matter of seconds. So let me just say, Ricardo Zulueta from Fukid Clothing, thank you for being my guest today. 30 minutes can change your life. So please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. Ricardo, my pleasure to have you today. Thank you.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.